Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you and welcome again. This is your host, Bishop Poole. We're here as always to give you the Word of God, and we're here, amen, all the time to welcome you, saying to you that we come together, amen. Our desire is that we bring you the truth from the grassroots level, that all listeners and call in and share their biblical experience so we can grow thereby. This topic today, tonight, wherever you might be listening, find your vision. Find your vision. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for your word. Oh Lord, we thank you for what you're doing and going to do in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you said where two or three come together in your name, there you are in the midst. And Father, we thank you for seeing all, knowing all, and being everywhere. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, God, that help us and comfort us and guide us when we can't do for ourselves. Oh, God, without your divine help, oh, God, I don't know where we would be. And we thank you, Lord, for being the God of love, God of mercy, oh, God, and God of kindness. And God, we thank you for being for us. The word say, if God can be for you, who can be against you? And Lord, we thank you for having mercy and understanding that we are just flesh. Oh, Lord, we thank you. The psalmist say that we're just a vapor, a blade of grass, here today and gone tomorrow. Now, Lord, we ask you to bless your people, the hearers of your word. Oh, God, that you will give them a revelation that who you are and what you really for in our lives. In Jesus the Christ, we pray, amen, amen. God bless you. Welcome again. This is your host, Bishop Poole of Doctrine of Truth. I'm so glad to have you and you, because I believe that if it wasn't for, amen, God, you would never be here. And I thank God, amen, that you, the Lord had touched your heart and your mind, that you become a part of this broadcast. Amen. It's not by the mistake that we are here. Amen. It's not that it just happened. No, we're not lucky anymore. Through Christ Jesus, we're not luck. We're not bought it. We're not, amen, a mistake. Amen. God created us in his own image and in his own likeness. Amen. He created us. Amen. And we are his. Amen. He love us, he care for us, and he take care of us. Amen. Since we came in part in this world, we are learning. We are learning, amen, what he have done. Because God is a God of knowledge. He's a word. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So he's a God of knowledge and communication. Amen. And the only way we can work and be effective, amen, and to order to be successful with Christ while we're here on this earth, because he already promised us, amen, eternal life, and that's the big focus. But while we're here in step two of our salvation, amen, learn how to be victorious, to walk upright, amen, to live, amen, a respectful life in him. And you find out not only is in him, but he also wants us, amen, to help others to see him. Amen. This is what we wanted to approach tonight. As always, those that's coming in for the first time to being a part of this broadcast, amen, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. www.jciministries.org. Amen. Either .net. Amen. You'll find us, amen, on the page. You go down to the bottom of the page. Amen. You'll find us on Facebook. Amen. And Blog Talk, and as well as YouTube. Amen. On Sunday mornings, you have a Facebook, then we have Blog Talk. Those that are listening, those that have computers, you can always go back, amen, go back to the broadcast and be a part, amen. You can see, look up all these broadcasts, and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can be a part, amen. Just listening in, it's already been done. Those of you that are viewing for the first time and how the Blog Talk work here on the Doctrine of Truth is that we'll call out your area code and your last four digits if you want to say something at the bottom of the hour, amen, pertaining to this message and this study, because that's why we come together. One of the purposes of Doctrine of Truth that you get a chance to express yourself. Amen. You get a chance to share with others. And iron sharpening iron. That's what Proverbs 24 and 17 says. Amen. Iron sharpening iron. In other words, we hear the uplift one another. And you might be listening for a word, and you really don't understand maybe a word, a verse or something, and it clicks. Or say, oh, I heard that. That determination or that meaning, and now I really fully understand, because understanding brings strength. Understanding brings strength. In Proverbs 24 and 6 said, the multitude of counsels, there is safety. Amen. So you might not never want to walk out on just one counselor or one insight from someone. Jesus even said out of mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Amen. Out of two or three witnesses, Matthew 18 and 19, even when you pray, he said, let it, if you have a two or three touch and agreeing. And that's powerful. That's powerful because you never know what you might be involved in today. And today we're dealing with the virus. We're dealing with, amen, all type of disappointments going on in the land. Jobs, economy is happening. Jobs are being laid off. We have disasters. We have floods. We have sickness going through the land. And Jesus did not say, he did not limit, he did not put a view on certain things that can be done. No, he said we are two or three. And the point is that you can agree. Get someone that can agree with you. And basically, many times, we'll find out when you have a counselor or somebody, you know, you can talk with, and you find two or three more, they've been through it already. They know about it. Amen. Amen. And they have experienced that. And that would be a great help to you, not with somebody you have to explain to two or three times, and they say, oh, now I understand. I really understand. Okay, I pray with you. No, I'm sorry. If you never you don't understand about the situation, have you ever been through, amen, have you ever been through a time when you didn't eat, amen, and you weren't fasting? That's not a spiritual thing. You just ran out of food. I never been like that. So, you know, how can they understand? How can they understand if you never, if you talk with someone, they never been out of a job? They always had a job. Amen. So what you just, if you're talking with someone that's going to pray with you and they never been out of a job, so you just want to have a conversation. Amen. But you find someone that's been out of a job, two or three of you all are out of a job. Amen. You can get through. You can get through. Amen. In the book of Kings, where there were three leopards, amen, and they found out the Syrian host, amen, had left the city, and the prophet prophesied, and they said, well, you know, we're going to die. We got leprosy. We're going to die. If we stay here, we're going to die. Why don't we just go into the town, and the people accept us and give us some food, amen. And if they don't, we'll die anyway. So they agreed, and they went into town. And you know what? All the people had left. God had sent a noise and a sound, and the people flee. Amen. So those lepers, amen. They had leprosy. It's worse than, I can't say it's worse than cancer, but if you had leprosy, your bones start rotting and your flesh start falling away. Amen. Physically, people see it and you can smell it. Amen. Sometimes the lepers have to be banned to a certain city because of the odor. Amen. Of their bodies, they wrap them up. Amen. The nose, the mouth, the legs start missing. Amen. It's an itchy bone. Amen. It falls apart. So leprosy was big back in the days of the Bible days, and it's big here now. Amen. So they agree. They agree. We're talking about vision. You find your vision. Now let's talk about, amen, the definition of vision. Amen. We're going to Bible Dictionary, and we always like to challenge you to see what type of Bible you have. Amen. If you have American Standard, New International Bible, Amplified Bible, King James Bible, one of the mainstream Bibles, amen, where you know the interpretation has a good history, amen. If somebody brought you to Christ and you understand that your Bible reads, amen, a good John 3:16, no word missing in there. And you pick up these new Bibles, amen, that doesn't have certain verses in there. If I was you, I'd be very careful, amen, because the Word of God is your final authority. You got to have to build up your faith and trust in the Word of God. So you want to make sure you're investing in the right Word of God. While you're investing, amen, there's nothing wrong with having a Bible concordance, amen, younger Bible concordance, and we have also a strong, amen, a strong Bible concordance. And you have an expository Bible, a commentaries, a Bible dictionary, amen, and you have some common pastors, introduction, biblical interpretation, amen. So all those things, amen, because of what your life actually depend on, what you're reading and what you're studying. So we're going to read, we're going to get a definition from the Ugger's Bible Dictionary. Amen. Ugger's Bible Dictionary. And give me a definition of vision. He says vision is a supernatural presentation of a certain scenery or circumstances to the mind of a person while awake. Amen. Amen. It gives you an interpretation. Amen. It gives you a Bible. It gives you an interpretation, supernatural, while you're awake, while you're walking. Amen. You might have an interpretation. Have a vision. Amen. Eli, amen. Old Testament, the Bible says the word of the Lord was precious in those days. Amen. There was no open vision. 1 Samuel 3:3-1. There was no open vision. There was no public and recognized revelation of the divine will of God. Amen. It was no public ministry going on, ministering to the people, the divine word of God. Amen. Balaam spoke of himself as having seen the vision of the Almighty. Amen. Numbers 24 and 16. Amen. So Proverbs 29:18 said, where there is no vision, amen. We're going to take it up where, amen, where there is no divine revelation, amen, about God in your life, amen. I know we have many more that can take this up, amen, and expound on the different ways, but we always open it up, then we'll go through and let the brethren and then all of you take part in it and give your explanation. Amen. We're going to the book of Acts, and the day that the Holy Spirit came, and Jesus promised, amen, his promise came, amen, amen. And the, he said, when the day of the Joel, the same prophet, Joel in the Old Testament, and Joel, amen, let's look at another definition of vision. We have another definition of vision. Amen. What is a vision? We want to make sure. Amen. We're discussing the word. Amen. Vision says, in American dictionary, it says vision. Amen. Power or sense of sight, supernatural or intelligently perception. Mental image of something supernatural. Amen. It's the power or a sense of sight. It's supernatural. It's supernatural. You get a supernatural in a lot of these revelations, Bible scriptures and a dictionary and concordant calling a revelation. A revelation. A supernatural revelation while you awoke. Amen. You're not asleep. You're not asleep. Amen. Because then we start dealing with dreams. Many of you know what a dream is. Amen. When you sleep, your eyes close and your body rests and your mind bring forth pictures. Amen. From through Ecclesiastes saying in the multitudes of business. Amen. Dreams come through. Amen. A multitude of business. You're having so much you've been doing, things that are happening in your life. Amen. And you're going from place to place that day. Maybe you're just sick. You have so many projects that you're working with, and you lay down that night. Amen. You find yourself involved, amen, all kind of, Ecclesiastes, amen, and we're going to get that scripture for you. And you have a dream. You have a dream where you've been walking on water, amen, with no shoes on, and you've been outdoors, and you just give you all type of revelation about things, and you wonder what happened. Amen. What type of dream was that? Have you ever, amen? And we have to always go to what the Bible says. The Bible is our final authority and it always help us. Amen. And it talks about, it always is our final authority. Amen. So that's why we read and we study and we search the scriptures. Amen. We search the scriptures, the Bible said. Once we search the scriptures, amen. And the Bible began to let us know. And he said, the multitude of business, amen, that's where dreams come through. Amen. Because you say, well, you know, I did this and I did that. Well, you have to be very careful because of all the works, things that you've been going through among of the day, you'll find yourself, amen, caught up. Amen. You'll find yourself, amen, having visions and dreams and because of the body and the mind. Amen. The body still lives. You live God created this body. It lives. It's functioning on its own. Amen. That's why we have to constantly renew our mind and put this body under subjection, because it'll take off and do things that, amen, you might say that, well, I'm all right, I want to do this, and the body says, I'm tired. It won't function, your hands won't work, amen. If you notice when you're very tired, you can't sleep, amen, the body, that's the body. You want to sleep, amen. You want to do this, you want to do this, but the body is not a machine, amen. You can make a machine work, but the body just won't work. Amen. We're looking at the vision, and we're going to take a two or three different approach here out of the full Bibles we always use. Amen. We have a Bible called, we have a comparative study Bible. Comparative study Bible. And in this comparative study Bible, amen, like I was talking about, you invest, amen, and when you do study, because, amen, when you study, you want God's approval, amen, that you study. Amen. Ecclesiastes 12 talking about study. Much study is weariness of the body. It's a job. It's a job. Oh, yes. Ask young people that go to school and college. It's a job. But we're going to look at Acts chapter 2. We're talking about vision. Amen. And it says that Acts chapter 2 and 17, it should come to pass in the last days, God declared that I will pour out my spirit upon all mankind. I'm reading from Amplified Bible. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And Amplified Bible always breaks it down. In parentheses, it says, telling forth the divine counsel. And young men shall see visions. And it defined vision that divinely granted appearance. Divinely granted appearance. Amen. So here we are. Amen. So Jesus said, well, we go back to Proverbs 28:19 said, where there's no vision, the people perish. 29:18. Proverbs said, where there's no vision, the people perish. Where there's no personal contact, amen. Where there's no vision, where there is you have not made a personal revelation, a presentation divinely to you. We're discussing, have you found your vision? You find your vision. Amen. If God has given you a divine contact about doing something in your life, that's your guidance. That's where he want to take you. That's what he wants you to do. Amen. He came to you, amen, spiritually, amen, and he put it in your spirit, and you know it was God, amen. You know it was when you got saved, amen. God touched your heart, he touched your mind, amen, and he came into your life, and you know you are saved, amen, because you were seeking and asking for him, and you know that's him, amen. You know, amen. Nobody can tell you or say nothing. You might not explain it too much, but you know, amen, God lives. You know he cared for you. You know he loved you. He took the sin out, the death out, amen. He took the voidness out of your life, and he put it into your life. He came in. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So when he came into your life, amen, you know that God lives. Amen. You got a divine revelation. He lives. He lives. Amen. And you saw it spiritually and you felt it naturally. Amen. He in you, he that is in you, amen, is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. Look down through the Bible days. Amen. Noah, amen, he had to have a divine contact with God. Amen. Because he built the ark and God instructed him. Amen. Abraham had a divine contact with God. Amen. And God, they knew God. This was not a vision. This was not a dream that they woke up and said, oh, amen. No, this was divine contact with God. So the Lord has dealt with you. Amen. And you know he has instructed you, amen, to stay focused. Number one, you know you know that you're going to heaven. If nothing else work for you, you feel, amen, down here, you know one thing, he promised you heaven. You know one thing, he promised you eternal life. Amen. In John 3:16 say, you shall not perish, amen, because you done had that revelation, amen, that he lives. He lives. So what Proverbs was talking about, when a person does not have a divine presentation, amen, they're going to perish. You're going to perish. Amen. All right. We're going to open up the lines now. We're going to open up the lines, and we're going to go to a little earlier, just a couple minutes earlier, but we're going to open up the line. We talked about a boundary of vision. We're going to take this 561-1086.
Hello?
Right ahead.
God bless you. God bless you. Greetings on tonight, man. This is Hands Praise. We're on tonight. I just wanted to thank God for the lesson tonight. Amen. Dealing with when the Bible declared about that he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Amen. And according to that scripture tonight, amen, what he says, I believe what he says, where our sons and daughters will prophesy. And I've had a lot of problems, and then I had a lot of problems with that scripture due to some belief, meaning where a question was asked to me a few years back, a question was asked to me where, that a woman could not let the woman be silent and all that, et cetera, et cetera. So, tonight, dealing with the scripture, where he said, amen, according to the scripture, that he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And so, God, my understanding tonight is, amen, that he calls some apostles, amen, some prophets, some teachers, amen, dealing with the fivefold ministry. And everybody have, amen, their own ministry, male or female. And my understanding tonight is that God can use anyone, amen, especially if they have a calling on their life. So I just thank God tonight, amen. I'm very tired. I just got back in town due to a serious crisis, but I am asking prayer for the Marshall family. My family, I had a cousin that got murdered, what was it, Saturday, and we just about to have a candlelight service for him Friday at 6 o'clock. So I'm just asking you all to keep hands and prayers in your prayer. Thank you. God bless.
All right. All right, God bless you. God bless you. The divine revelation. God gave you the divine revelation of his word. Excuse me. If God have given, amen. When a person get a contact with God, supernatural. It's supernatural. And you know, amen, it is good. Amen. That God's spirit is not fearful. Amen. God, Paul told Timothy, amen, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Amen. Even in the Testament, when the angels came, amen, and they talked to Cornelius, amen, told Cornelius in the book of Acts, 16 chapter, he met him saying, no, fear not. Amen. So God does not push you, amen, anymore into any areas where you don't feel comfortable. You know that's him. Amen. So we want to begin ready now to open up the lines. Amen. And we thank God for the man of God and his input. But we get ready now to open up the lines. Amen. And maybe the Lord have told you something, showed you something, and gave you a vision while you was woke. Amen. Understanding how revelation comes. A vision is why when you openly woke, you're not asleep. There's a difference. A dream is when you're asleep. You're resting. The body is resting. But a vision is where you're open. You're setting up. You're looking at something. Amen. All of a sudden, just like you're looking at television and another station will jump in and jump out. Amen. If I can use that terminology about a vision. A vision is an open presentation of a supernatural scene, amen, while you still awoke, while you still moving around, amen. Many times I had a couple like that, amen, things that happened when we were dealing with the church. I was riding around looking, shopping and looking for property, amen, and the Lord showed me a building, I guess in less than a second. Shoot, I jumped. I said, oh. You know, so that's what a vision is. You're alive, you're moving, you're in your daily business. A dream is when you're laying down asleep, but it's all supernatural. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines. Amen. Maybe God showed you something about yourself and you found it. It helps you stay focused about what's happening in the land, what's going on around the world. Amen. You might want to share it. Amen. Tonight, we always, today, wherever you might have this broadcast listening to, amen, you can also, amen, express yourself. We don't give your name out. Amen. We just put your area code and your last four digits. If you want to talk, you can just push one on your phone. You don't have to hang up or nothing. Amen. And after you finish, our technician will keep you listening in. But if you want to talk, amen, express yourself. Just a vision, amen. Maybe you want to share a vision. You want to share a dream and have the comments about it. Amen. But we're here to encourage one another. We don't fight one another. Amen. Talking about whatever it takes to strengthen your faith in God. Amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. We're talking about visions tonight, today. Amen. You can call a friend. Let them know the doctrine of truth is on the air. Amen. And let them come right in and share and listening. Amen. And maybe next time they want to put in the input. Amen. Those that are young in Christ, we thank you for being aboard. Amen. And you get your Bibles. Amen. And follow along. Many times we have many different scriptures. And maybe you cannot explain, amen, the scripture, but those of us that know when you're talking from the Bible, maybe you just have a biblical comment, amen, that you might want to express and need help. If we don't have it now, we can always go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, amen, and you can send us an email, and hopefully we can get back with you as quick as possible, amen, to encourage you. All right, well, we're in the studio now, amen, you can push one on your phone. Those of you that have a comment, amen, like the first messenger was talking about, amen, about women in the ministry, amen. So there are so many things out there, amen, so many different voices, so many false teaching, amen. But don't let it shake your faith, amen. God has given you a revelation of himself. You know he lives. You know he's alive. Amen. There are some don't believe that God is alive. Amen. That does not mean if you cannot quote all the scriptures of the Bible, amen, you might not be able to, amen, dot all the T's and revelations or give comments on every book in the Bible. God has revealed himself to you and show you that You are saved. You are walking upright in his eyesight. And he gave me encouraging you, amen, to go on and live for him. Amen. Keep walking with him. Keep walking with him. Many times we get discouraged. Amen. And that's what the enemy is about. You have to understand that we do have an enemy. Amen. He's an enemy of Christ. And all those that are enemy of Christ, they also, Jesus said, they persecute us as well. Amen. When people try to take your salvation, saying that you're not what you say you are, or you're not who you are, and I found out, amen, that is one of the signals, amen, that you have changed. When the enemy come after you with criticism and doubts, amen, and want you to go back living that lifestyle that you know is failing, amen. That's one of the news reports that you have changed, that you do have something, amen, that God has given you in your life. All right? Press 1 on your phone, amen, and our technician will put you in. We're talking about finding your vision. Finding your vision. You know, many of us that have been to school or college, or even that's going someplace, maybe in your home now, you might have a picture, amen, of a house, a car, amen, of something that's inspired you, and you're striving to get that or be like that, amen, and you see it from time to time. Amen. And that's what coming together in the groups, that's what coming, going to church, that's what reading the Bible and praying, that God can come together with you. He's in you, but every now and then we need help. We need encouragement. We need to be among positive people. Amen. Jesus said, where two or three come together, there I am in the midst. Amen. So when I was, amen, in the service, amen, almost all the soldiers had some type of picture, amen, of cars, home, businesses, amen. It kept them inspired, amen. What keeping you, amen, in the natural, amen, that you have found that it really helps you, amen. We remember we still live here. We still live here on this earth. Yes, we're going to heaven. Yes, there's golden streets and, amen, and pearls at every door. In the book of Revelation, the last two or three chapters, you read that from time to time. Amen. And that's what God promised us. Amen. But while you're here sometimes, amen, going through these toils and snares and criticism, rebukes, amen, every now and then you need to, like Paul said, he encouraged himself. Every now and then you need to get you a song, Ephesians, the fifth chapter, song and a hymn. And a spiritual song, amen, to keep you uplifted, amen. You're still living in this old natural body, amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We're talking about you found your vision. You found what God had inspired you to do. Are you striving? Maybe you're striving. Maybe some of you have the ability to do two or three things. Two or three things. Amen. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as it's righteous. As long as it's righteous. Amen. God does not take away your talent and skills. Amen. He enhanced them and make them better. Amen. Make you a better person. Amen. He give you more insight on what you have. The Holy Spirit will come. Amen. To have you maybe go back to school. Maybe have you get... throw this down, get rid of that old works, amen, make you a better person for his glory, for God's glory, for God's glory, amen. You're striving for God's glory, amen. He's leading and guiding you to help others, amen. Jesus picked 12, then they moved on to 70, amen, and they went out. And they did things today. People need you. People need you. All right, you can push 1 on your phone. Amen. I don't want to take up your time. Amen. You can push 1 on your phone. And, amen, you can share. amen, whatever the Lord has put on your heart, amen. Maybe you had a word today, amen. The psalmist said, Lord, give me today my daily bread, our daily bread, spiritual, amen. You might want to share that. You might want to inspire that today in somebody's life, amen. Talking about visions is an open, it's an open picture. Supernatural opening of from the Lord. He give you something that, and it maybe take a second or less. Right? You don't know how long it, but naturally, supernatural. Sometimes the Lord can say something or do something, and you thought maybe it was a whole hour, but it can be a blinking of the eye. He showed you something, and inspired you. Amen. Amen. All right. The Bible is full of comments. Amen. The Bible is also, amen, helps you, amen, that you can lay aside every weight. Amen. Lay aside things that it may depress you. It may cause you to worry. Amen. Cause you to be misunderstood. Amen. These things, sometimes, amen, you have to, it's good to pray, sing songs, talk to the Lord about it, and you can release those things. Amen. Remember, we're still human. And don't let all the decision-making be what you feel you should do. Remember, as you begin to study the Bible, amen, and you study to show God's approval. Amen. But Blog Talk, we come together and we discuss and talk about things. Amen. But you want God's approval in your life. Amen. Because it helps you. Amen. Now, as you begin to look and all these different kings and prophets, and prophet is a spokesman for God. But if you notice, these kings in Old Testaments and all these different groups, they reached out some kind of way to a divine God. It could be a false God, a false prophet, a statue, amen. And they always reach out to try to find out what's going to happen. Can they win the war? Amen. Can they be successful? That should be number one in our life as a Christian. We always pray. Always looking for an answer from God. Amen. And he will. He will return. Maybe not as fast as you wanted to return, but he will. Amen. Send you some type of way. Amen. Give an answer some type of way. Even these different broadcasts like this. Amen. Or Bible studies. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit will come in two or three, and he begin to set on your conscience and your mind, saying that this is your answer, or this is the way you should go. And you have peace about it. You have peace about it. Amen. All right, push one on your phone. We're getting down now close to the, think about five or six more comments we can have, or five, six more remarks. Amen. Wherever you are, thank God for you coming in. Amen. Those that are coming in, we thank God for you. Amen. If you're in for the first time, amen, you can push. All right, we have, all right, we have 561-5981.
Right, yes, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good evening, Bishop. We want to thank you again for a great lesson on tonight, a great lesson on vision. And it's a wonderful, it's a thing to have vision. When God created the heaven and earth, he had to have a vision. We as Christians, I feel like, should always, especially serving God, we should have a vision in life. And our vision should be looking to get to where our Savior is. A lot of our problems that in the world today with the younger generation, with all this killing and all this stuff, stuff that they're going through is unnecessary because they don't have a vision. They don't have a vision, so life doesn't mean a whole lot to them. But we as Christians must remember, we must keep that vision and remember the reason why we are here on this earth. We just pass it through, but we should have the vision to know that one day, like Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. So we should look forward and have a vision to see the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. We have to look forward. Amen. Amen. That's what vision do. It have you look forward. Amen. Knowing that he lives, that he's a part, amen, of our life. Of our life. Thank God for the comments. Amen. We thank God. Amen. We can take another two. Amen. Anyone else? You press one on your phone. Amen. Our technician will put you in. Amen. We're talking about vision. Amen. We people don't get a revelation. Amen. Yes, we live in here. Amen. But God want to also, amen, be a part of your life, that people can see him in you. Amen. We can push one on your phone. We thank God. Amen. Our young generation need to have a vision about God. It's more to life than just today. Amen. No, it's a future. It's a future. Amen. Amen. Don't be discouraged about it if you don't have it today. Amen. With God, you can get it tomorrow. Amen. He's our everything. Amen. There's no losing with him. Amen. Like he told Joseph, go down to Egypt. Go on down there. Amen. To Abraham, get up, Abraham. Get out of here. Amen. I got something for you to do. And Abraham, God saved Abraham out of idols. Amen. His father-in-law was building those statues and idols of Buddha and all of that. And Balaam and all those images of, amen, of all those signs in the sky. And God called him out of that. Amen. All right, push one on your phone. We can take two more comments about vision. Anything you would like to say to our young people, when God give you a vision, he don't take your life away from you. He make it better for you. And through knowledge and understanding, you understand through reading the Bible and studying. Amen. Peter kept fishing. Peter was a fisherman. And God showed him how to catch. When Peter was down, God showed him how to catch more fish. Amen. Yes, he did. Amen. So once you learn the voice of God, amen, that's be your passing grade. Learning how to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Learning. We all, amen. Paul missed it one time. Paul had a vision. Amen. He was in one country, and a man showed him. Amen. Paul had a, and the man said, come over here, Paul. And you know, Paul the apostle. Amen. He missed it. Amen. But the Holy Spirit guided him. See, amen. He thought he was in the right place. He said, no, you're supposed to be over here. Amen. So you can, with God, he'll make it up for us. He'll make up things for us. But you have to trust him. Don't be a, you're not a failure, but if you look on yourself, only you. You could be discouraged, you'd be upset, amen, but you can't miss it. You can't miss it. Amen. All right. Proverbs 24:16 says, amen, that a just man can fall down seven times. Now, he's not tempting. Don't go out and tempt God. Somebody, you're going to fall down. Amen. You're going to do wrong, and God going to pick you back up. No. Amen. This is by not of the will of your own. But if you make a mistake, say, oh, Lord, I made a mistake. Get up. Get up. Go ahead. Shake it off. Try it again. Amen. The Bible got you covered. Word of God got you covered. Amen. All right. We can take, let's get two more callers here. Amen. Those that want to call in. Amen. But it's good to have a vision. It's good to have, amen, a revelation that God is, amen, that you know he's alive. You know he's, that's number one. You know he's alive. You know you're saved. in time like these things that are happening, you can wake up in the morning, amen, and the, somebody be able to store your collard greens, and amen, took all the apples off your trees, and you depended on it to sell, amen, and all of a sudden, Lord, what I'm going to do? My God, Lord, what am I going to do? All my apples gone. And the enemy runs around, he steal. Amen. So it's not on you because he stole that. He just shake it up and say, Lord, have mercy. Amen. He thank God you got something worth. Amen. The people are watching. They watch the child of God. They're looking for you. Amen. Holy Spirit said, don't worry about it. Amen. I'm going to multiply that. Amen. You begin to understand, then you can laugh at things. Say, oh, that devil done did such. Let's laugh at it. You don't realize, amen. In the book of James, he said, the devil know there's a God, and he trembles. He trembles. He know he is God. But there are some men and women, that's why we, as children of God and men of God, we have to, you can push one on your phone. Amen. I'm just trying to close out. I'm waiting on you to push one on your phone here, make a last comment. We have to let the world know. Hand out tracts, pray for them, show love to them. Amen. Because you remember how you used to be. Amen. Amen. Those of us in Christ, maybe never been through, some people never been through. Amen. Losing jobs. Amen. Amen. Never been through. Amen. Don't have no food on the table. Amen. You learn compassion is. Amen. You never been through. Had to pray all day until you pray it out of yourself. Amen. Pray out, you know, in conversation with God. But you don't have to say, well, I prayed one or two times. No. The prophet Isaiah. I mean, the prophet Elijah. Amen. And he told Ahab it's going to rain. And he went up on Mount Carmel with his servant. And he got up there and told his servant, go up the top of the hill and tell me what you see. The servant went up there and said, came back down, Master, I don't see anything up there. And he said, go up again. He said, I don't see anything. The servant kept going up there. Amen. It's good to have somebody you can work with. It's good to have, amen, a friend in the Lord, amen, that will not quit, amen. When you look like you've got to give up or keep and encourage you, amen. The seventh time he went up there, amen, and he saw a cloud look like a man's hand, amen. And after a while came abundance of rain. So this theory and this talk for people, oh, you don't need to pray but one time. Oh, you don't need to pray. I prayed last night and God didn't hear me. Oh, I prayed this morning and we went to a shut-in and we prayed. James, the fifth chapter, says the affectionate fervent prayer of a righteous man. You walking upright and living for God. Amen. In the daytime when Jesus came, amen. You can not say you put the prophet out of business, but God said you can pray a righteous man. You walking upright, you on God's payroll. Amen. You can call angels down and Lord help me to do this. And when Elijah prayed, 3 years after 3 years, rain started coming down. Amen. The virtue, the effectual, the honest. The honest exceptional position of your life. When you get to the point where you had enough. Sometimes we pray. That's why it's good to find people who've been through problems with, been their problem. You talk with them, and they can understand what you, how you feel, and, you know, and condition of the family, your home, your life. They've never been sick. Oh, I don't know. I never had a headache. No, you don't want to talk with that one. Never been laid off? No, you want to talk with that one. You need to find out. If you want people to pray with you or talk with you or counsel you, find out, do they know anything really about what you're going through? Find out about them, what they have been through. Amen. The affectionate, fervent prayer Amen. There used to be a saying that said, when you sick and tired of being sick and tired, of being sick and tired of being that sick and tired, amen, then you can get through. But if you're just going through the motions of prayer, amen, prayer is a conversation with God, amen, you know him personally, and he know you personally, amen, you might not even quote a scripture when you're talking to him. Amen. But you can learn how to quote a scripture because you want to hold them to that scripture. So, Lord, you say you be with me always. And I believe in what you say. Amen. Hold them to that. Amen. All right, we're getting ready to close. We're getting ready to close. I'll take one more comment here. Amen. I think one will come back in and make another statement. Amen. We're talking about vision. Amen. Maybe you need to put a picture up. Picture up on the wall, amen, where you want to be, amen, because once you put that picture up on the wall, it's like driving a car or getting into transportation. The rain can come, storm can come, amen, dust storm and everything can come on that road, but you know you ain't going to stop. If you do, you pull it aside and you put the windshield wipers on, the air conditioner on, and pull back in the road when it's clear, and you keep going that straight forward. Amen. Unless it's very, very, very dangerous, you find another route. But you're always striving for what you know that God has led you to be. Amen. Number one, you know he lives. You know he lives, and he lives in your life. You know he's alive. Amen. And as we know he's alive, amen, he will meet your need. He will meet your need according to his riches and glory, amen. And once you begin to seek him, all right, 561-5981. 561-5981.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again for another great lesson tonight. We thank you for this lesson on vision, dear God. Father, we want to thank you to bless the man of God, dear God, the ones that had the vision with Blood Talk Radio to do this. Father, we just thank you and ask you to continue to bless the listeners, oh God. Father, it is necessary for us, oh God. If we love you, we should share his word with you. And it's good for have this type of vision that he had, to have this type of broadcast. And we just thank you, and we just bless him and bless his family. Bless all the listeners in Jesus' name, and keep the faith. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. We take another prayer. Push one on your phone. We can take another prayer. Push one on your phone. All right. We thank God for you, all of you. Amen. And one day, amen, you can see, you remember, say, you know, I remember when, amen, when Blog Talk Radio, 850-2337.
We serve, Lord, we count it all the joy. We pray for vision. We pray that you open our eyes to things unseen, our ears to things unheard. Father God, we believe in the visions. We believe in the supernatural. We trust you, Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. Now we ask you to keep us from falling. Thank you for this study. Thank you for Bishop, his family, and all the other people out there that's listening, and their family members. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
All right, we thank God for you. Then one day you can say, you know, I know, amen, the Bible says, do not despise small things. Amen. You say, one day I know I was on Blog Talk and it was just a small radio broadcast on the internet, and God has blessed it to be a big, large, amen, broadcast now. And that's the vision. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We started off small, but we're doing what we can. We're baby walking. But after a while, amen, expand us to be larger than ever. We love you. God bless you. Be successful in Christ, and he will, amen, will not fail you. God bless you.